The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and interesting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And it is another beautiful day here in Southern California, where we manufacture all of these Emerald Laboratory supplements. It's sunny outside, it's warm, and we don't go make our products overseas. We make them right here. Some people say, why do you make them in California where the taxes are so high? Well, I could go to Nevada or Texas, but it's so hot there. Here, actually, we have a nice temperate environment. The supplements, it never gets very hot in our warehouses. It's lovely. Before we get into the show, which is going to be this week, I guess I should say, on supporting the body during daily stress. So we have three different supplements we're going to talk about. We're going to share that a little bit later. But with August is always a month when we're thinking about going back to school. That probably elicits some level of stress in people's lives. But before we get into that, Melody needs to remind everybody how they can stay connected to us.
Well, our main hub is COHradio.com. That stands for Crossroads of Health Radio.com. You can actually get to us either way through COH Radio or Crossroads of Health Radio. Now, from there, that is our main hub. So you can actually link over to EmeraldLabs.com, which is our company site, if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty details of each of these formulas. And you can also link over to Supplements.one. That's Supplements.one. And the reason why we always recommend Supplements.one is because there are lots of retailers out there, but Supplements.one uniquely carries every single formula that we make. And because of that, we have partnered with them to bring special discount coupon codes to our Crossroads of Health listeners. That's all of you. So if you stay tuned towards the end of the show, we are going to give out a code where you will be able to save some money on the formulas that we produce that may be helpful for you for supporting your body during daily stress.
Absolutely. And so we'll tease you saying the three products we're going to talk about this week, we're going to be talking about our Be Healthy, always a very exciting product to talk about. And then our adrenal formula, which my wife, Julie, those of you that have listened, we have other shows where my family is on. All my wife, my two daughters, Courtney and Cassidy, and myself, we all take adrenal health. We love adrenal health because it supports our overall energy levels throughout the day, but it has no artificial stimulants like caffeine.
That one's my number one, too.
Exactly. A lot of people just love adrenal. And Mark Stengler, almost every patient that comes in his clinic gets that formula. And then kind of one that was kind of interesting was Deep Immune. I actually do not design what's going to be talked about every week on this radio show. That's actually sort of mapped out by our executive producer. And then, of course, we have input, but she says, this is what I think you should talk about. So I was like, I would love to talk about Deep Immune. That's a new product we have. I take that one every single day because it helps to support your overall immune function. And as you age, I'm 54 now, you need to have a very strong immune system. So as things are going around, we have super strains of different bacteria. So you want to make sure your body has the ability to be able to fight those things off. So those are the three products we're going to give you more information about. But before we do all that, we need to get into our talking points. So those of you that are regular listeners, you know that every week we have different information that Melody and I are looking at on the internet. We have information that's coming to us. And we want to share some of the things that may or may not be pertinent to the products we're talking about. But it's just good scientific information that hopefully is helpful to you. So my talking point this week, I actually wanted to share some kind of foundational stuff about mushrooms and why mushrooms are so important, because the Deep Immune has a lot of these mushrooms. Over in Asia years ago, one of the customers we were running some products for, he brought me some mushrooms, and actually I remember he brought me some ginseng too. And I remember the ginseng, I said, wow, how much would this stuff cost in Asia? And I weighed it and I said, this stuff actually would cost in Asia as much as gold. I was like, per gram, because you figure gold at that day was so much per gram. And I was like, that's insane. But it was some super special ginseng. But mushrooms are very similar. They are viewed very highly, especially certain types of mushrooms in Asia, because they've been used for centuries in Asia for immune issues and just overall health and as a tonic, things like that. So Mark Stengler, he wrote a whole book on mushrooms. And so we're kind of sharing some of that information with you today. But yeah, it was really, really interesting. And so we're, as the world changes, we share more information. And so we've learned a lot about mushrooms in this country.
I have to tell you that yes. I love mushrooms, not only for the immune boosting, but I never would have thought that ginseng could cost that much. And with mushrooms being, you know, also priced that way, you know, I just thought that it was expensive sometimes buying portobellos to put in your food.
Exactly.
But I'm a big mushroom lover from way back. I'm excited to talk about Deep Immune as well, because I take it as well every single day. But I'm interested to hear what you have to share about mushrooms.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, back then gold was not what it was today. The pricing was lower. But I remember, I don't know if it was $10,000 a kilo or something. But I'm sitting there, I'm just calculating. I go, okay, so per kilo, 2.2 pounds. All right, divide it all out. Okay, number of grams. And I was like, wow, this stuff is as much as gold. So anyway, the gold we're talking about now is the mushrooms. So fungi are an essential part of the sustainable world. They are involved in the decaying and recycling of matter into nutrients that animals and plants feed on. They also help to purify the environment by decomposing dead animals and plants. This is really interesting. Just, I had no idea. But so these fungi, they help the environment by decomposing dead animals and plants. For humans, there are approximately 700 species that can be eaten as a nutritious food. And of course, there are a wide variety of health benefits useful for the prevention and treatment of disease. What is commonly referred to as a mushroom is also called the fruit body. This is the part of the fungus that grows above ground for the sole purpose of releasing spores or seeds as part of the reproduction cycle. Some fungi do not produce mushrooms and release their spores without a fruiting body. The spores of fungi are transported by wind and water to a favorable environment where the spores can germinate and generate a new colony. The new colony begins with thread-like filaments called hyphae that emerge from the germinated spores. The original hyphae continue to grow, branching out in all directions, colonizing the surrounding soil or decaying tree. The web-like collection of interconnected hyphae is then referred to as the mycelium. And I think we've all sort of seen on the ground, you know, sometimes you'll travel someplace where it's very moist and you see all those little webs on the ground. That's all that mycelium. Really very interesting. Mushrooms are just cool organisms. Mycelium lives year-round, expanding and growing beneath the surface of the soil or tree. Mycelium works to acquire food, breaking down organic substances in the surrounding soil and decaying wood. It is the mycelium that creates the fruit body mushroom we see above the ground or on tree trunks, typically during the spring or fall after the seasonal rain and temperature changes. Fungi survive near the bottom of the ladder of the ecosystem. Similar to humans, they have an immune system to protect against a variety of pathogens.
That is so interesting.
It's just, this kind of science is just fun. You know, there's actually a term, mycology is the study of mushrooms. So if you're ever really interested and you go to college, certain colleges, you can get a degree as a mycologist. And I've met a few of these through the years. It's really cool. So during the mycelial stage, where fungi actively digest food and fight hostile competitors, they excrete digestive enzymes to decompose matter. Before the digested food can be absorbed, the fungi must deactivate pathogens or toxins by releasing special polysaccharides and other disease-fighting chemicals. It is this process which is believed to provide the nutrients that are also invaluable for the human immune system. There appears to be a lot as to what standards are essential for a therapeutic mushroom extract. The best way to address this topic is to review how medicinal mushrooms have been used historically, as well as published scientific data. Using these two benchmarks helps bridge the gap between centuries of historical use, as observed with over 2,000 years in Chinese medicine, and validation through modern science. So the traditional use of a medicinal mushroom in Chinese medicine and other cultures is very clear. Mushrooms have always been prepared for medicinal use as a hot water extraction. This was done by using heat and water in the process of a tea or decoction. Any practitioner of Oriental medicine will verify this is the historical and current method of production of medicinal mushrooms. Modern research, on the other hand, in a review of the published scientific literature on medicinal mushrooms, demonstrates that the vast majority of the materials used involved hot water or hot water alcohol extracts. This is true for the most commonly used mushroom extracts, including reishi. This also includes all the well-known isolate products such as maitake and Coriolis versicolor, things like that. And then one last thing, and then we got to go to break, but we're going to run over Tad here. Mushrooms have a unique structure that is completely different than plants. The cell wall in the plants is composed of cellulose, while mushrooms have a cell wall that is made of chitin. Chitin is the same hard material contained in the shell of a lobster. This is very important since chitin is indigestible for humans. So yet chitin contains the potent immune stimulating compounds common to all medicinal mushrooms, the polysaccharides. So you got to get through that chitin wall. So hot water extraction breaks down the chitinous cell wall and releases those bioactive polysaccharides. Thus, a heated liquid solution is required to break down the indigestible chitin and release the active compounds into concentrated bioavailable forms of these polysaccharides in mushrooms. So that is really key. And that's one of the things when we develop the deep immune product, which you'll get into more later, that you have to have a hot water extracted mushroom, because you can take all the mushrooms you want. But if your body can't get through that chitin wall, you can't access those crucial immunomodulating polysaccharides. So really, really important. So of course, everything we use is hot water extracted. But with that, we are definitely out of time. So hopefully that was interesting for all of you. And we'll be right back. And Melody will get right into her talking point.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, we are always unscripted, and we're here to serve all of you with the best information we can provide. But before we get back into the show, if you're just tuning in, we need to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us. You can go to cohradio.com, cohradio.com. I just went there the other night on my smartphone. It was so easy. I actually got one of the old radio shows. I was showing somebody a show that our family did, and it worked like a charm. So really neat place. You can get all the information there. You can connect to supplements.one, our internet partner affiliate that carries all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. And then we give you this great code so you can get an additional 40 or even 50% off if you go there. And you can connect to Emerald Labs there, all kinds of cool stuff. And if you are on social media, I'm getting better at this now. So if you're on Instagram, you can go to at COH Radio or for Emerald at Emerald I'm Free. Or if you're on Facebook, facebook.com/COH Radio or /Emerald I'm Free. Right, Mel?
Yes. Wow. I'm so impressed. That was so smooth.
I know. I was a little afraid. Like, but anyway.
You got it down, Rick. I have to tell you, Rick, you said that you pulled up the archives from your phone. Is it weird for you to hear yourself on the archive shows?
Well, it's always weird to hear you.
Isn't it weird?
Because you never sound so like you think you sound.
And it's funny, too, because you sound different to me than you sound in person when I listen to the archives.
Yeah.
But I don't like hearing myself on the archives. I'm like, oh, gosh.
That's why, when we do these radio shows, sometimes I say something. I go, that didn't come out quite right. I used to take piano years ago. And the guy said, look, if you miss a note, you just keep going. You don't stop. Yes. He goes, remember, the beat goes on. And so, you know, if you sit there and make a big deal
and
out of it,
goes
you know,
on.
So when, yeah, exactly. So when on the radio, if I say something I don't like, I say, you know what? I don't care. Beat goes on. Just keep going. You know, people, it's just kind of go, oh my gosh, I have to go back and say that again because I didn't say that right. So that's why we're always real, always unscripted. That suits my personality just perfectly because my wife says I have no filter.
Come on. Really?
Yeah. So yeah, my wife, Julie, I have no filter, she says.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I sing and that was something I was always told. If you are performing and anything goes wrong, just keep on going.
Act like nothing happened. Just move on, right?
And I'm not great at that, though. I have to say, in life in general, I do not have a good poker face. Like it all shows. If I'm stressed out, it shows. If I'm upset, it shows. I could never be a gambler. No. I could never be. I mean, that's okay. That's not a life goal for me, but I do not have a good poker face.
So the bills are paid this month. You got a little money in the bank. It's good, Mel. That's good. Okay. Yeah. Me on the other hand. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm good. No.
That's so funny.
Anyway. Okay. So Melody, what talking point do you have? I don't even know what it is.
Well, speaking of how you can see the stress on my face when I'm stressed out, I have an article today to share with you that has to do with adrenal destroying stress that could raise your death risk by over 90%. And I thought this was an appropriate article because I think sometimes people underestimate the power of stress and the negative effects that it has on our bodies. I mean, you know, particularly I think in today's day and age, we're all kind of running this rat race. There are some people who get to live a slower pace of life, but there's so many people like families where, you know, both parents are working, you know, you're go, go, go. As your kids get older, they have their own activities. Rick, I know you're migrating out of that being the family taxi cab phase in your family because your girls are getting older.
It's so
nice. I'm starting now. You know, my kids are now starting to get into activities. But between all the daily stresses of life, it doesn't, you know, I always say I feel really blessed to have the job that I have. So that at least ticks off one of the boxes. I don't have a job that I hate going into every day like some people struggle with. But it doesn't mean that I'm not busy here or that, you know, we could have days where one thing's coming after another. So anyways, stress is something that affects us all. So I wanted to share this article with you. Have you ever seen an old flight of marble stairs that have been worn and warped over time? The damage done by those hundreds of thousands of footsteps can't be missed. Yet no one notices the slow motion destruction while it's happening. Chronic stress is kind of like those footsteps, destroying your health one barely perceptible step at a time, monkeying with your blood sugar, bumping up your blood pressure, and perhaps worst of all, overworking your adrenal glands. In fact, if you ever lay in bed at night worrying about something, and let's face it, who doesn't from time to time? I know I do. Stress might already be taking its toll on your body. And believe it or not, even that light level of stress, if it's constant, can kill. One study found that over a 10-year span, stress can boost your risk of death by a terrifying 20%. And if you find what mild stress can do to you frightening, you'll be shocked when you find out what more severe forms of stress can do to your risk. Moderate stress, anxiety, and depression can boost your risk of death by 43%, according to a look at the data on more than 68,000 participants in England's National Health Survey. And more severe stress and psychological distress can cause that risk to shoot up by a stunning 94% when compared to people who suffer from no distress at all. And then, of course, you know, we're all at risk for death. It's just saying premature. I would say that it's important to say premature death versus standard death because we're all going to get there.
Nobody wants to die prematurely, I don't think so.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody's going to survive life. So we will all die. So your risk of death is 100% really, but your risk of premature death can be lowered. The concept of killer stress isn't new, of course. I see studies like this all the time. And you probably have too, since they often make big headlines. One study found that chronic stress can increase your risk of death by 50% over 20 years. Another found that stress can literally rewire your genes, causing the kinds of changes that are linked to everything from mental illness to physical disease, including cancer. It's clear that stress can take a huge toll on your health, but the real question is, what can you do about it? First, don't let stress snowball into other bad habits such as smoking, drinking, or overeating. Second, find a better outlet for your stress. For example, I rely on time with my family and the healing power of prayer to keep myself calm and relaxed. I do as well, actually. I really believe in prayer. I know you do as well, Rick.
I do, absolutely.
Exercise can also help you to beat stress, anxiety, and even depression, since it can decrease levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which is secreted by those adrenal glands I mentioned earlier. And that brings me to the last and perhaps most important tip on my list of stress busters. Support your starving adrenals. When you get stressed, they have to work overtime to pump out all of that cortisol. Eventually, they just can't keep up. It's a condition called adrenal fatigue, and it can leave you so physically and emotionally drained that you can't even remember what it was like to have your own natural energy. So along with your natural stress relief techniques, make sure you give the adrenals the attention they need to help restore your health and drive down that risk factor. Energy boosting supplements such as B5, B12 can help put the pep back in your step, as can extracts from adrenal supporting botanicals, including ashwagandha, rhodiola, acai, goji, and pomegranate. And those can be the final key to getting your adrenals and your health back on track. So all of those little nutrients that were mentioned here in this article can be found in the adrenal health product.
What a good dovetail that
was.
What
a beautiful dovetail, right?
Look at that. Wow. And so I wonder which product we're going to talk about first out of the three. Should we talk about adrenal health?
Why not?
Sure, absolutely. Well, actually, before we get into the specifics of the formula, we should talk just a little bit about the formulas and how we produce formulas and why that's important. And I want to let everybody know that all the raw materials in these products, I've said this before, I choose every single raw material vendor myself. Every raw material that comes in our manufacturing building, which is just, this is a separate building where Emerald distributes out of, but right across the street, I walk over here whenever I'm coming over this way, I just walk right across the street to Emerald from my office, which is in the manufacturing facility. We have our in-house lab there. We test every single ingredient. I just did a tour with some friends from China the other day, and I was explaining that raw materials come in the building, they go into quarantine. After quarantine, they have to sit in quarantine until a sample is taken. Once the sample is taken, that's submitted to the lab. The lab has to test the product for identity, strength, purity, and composition. Every lot gets tested for identity, strength, purity, and composition. Those can be tested periodically. This all follows the Code of Federal Regulations called CFR, which stands for Code of Federal Regulations. CFR Part 21 CFR Part 111. Wow, sorry, I just lost that for a minute. So it's 21 CFR Part 111. That is DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, as outlined by the FDA. So we manufacture all products in the same accord by which drug manufacturers operate. The only difference that we have and they have are drug manufacturers have to test the product after it's blended, and then again after it's in its solid dosage form, i.e. a capsule or a tablet or a soft gel, and the finished product. We only have to test incoming raw materials, and then we test finished product for micros, things like E. coli and Salmonella and, you know, Pseudomonas and Staph and things like that. So that's really the only difference how we manufacture and how a drug company manufactures. So we're on that same standard. So you can have a lot of confidence in the products that you're getting from our labs because everything is done by us for you so that I can control quality from beginning to end. So I just wanted to give you that as sort of an assurance of the products when you get them. And I was telling my friends, I said, if you ever get a bottle and there's some issue with the bottle, first thing you do is you can go back to the store. You need to have the lot number on the bottle. And then we have a retention room here, which is climate controlled. And I will pull the same lot number, our retention sample. I will look at our capsules. If we had the same experience you did, then we say, oh yes, there's some issue here, which generally doesn't happen. Generally what happens is we say, okay, how did you store the supplement? And they'll say, well, I stored it in my bathroom. By the way, that's not a good idea. Or I left it in my car where it's hot and sunny and, you know, that's not a good idea there. So cool, dry place. But anyway, all those things just by way of quality, I do all that because I want to have the best quality supplements for myself, for my wife, for my children, and for all of you. So anyway, with that, we're out of time. So when we come back, we'll get right into the Adrenal Health Formula and all the other products too. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald B Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated B Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Marturana, and I'm here with Rick Simpson, your host today, and we are talking about something that affects, I think, everybody.
Yes, definitely.
So, and what we are discussing today is how to support your body during daily stress. We all experience daily stress in one way or another. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can actually go back and check it out on the archives at cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com. And all of our past archives are there as well. And from there, you can link over to our web affiliate, supplements.one, who offers all of our products uniquely. They offer every single formula we make, over 100 products, at 10% off every day. But for our listeners, they actually provide special coupon codes. So a little bit later in the show, in just a few minutes here, we're going to start talking about our getting to know you. It's a little bit of stories that we share about personal experiences, and we'll give you a code where you can save some big money on adrenal health, on Be Healthy and Deep Immune today. But with that, we want to talk to you a little bit more about the products.
Yes, we do. So the Adrenal Health Formula, like I said earlier, this is a formula that Mark Stengler gives to almost every patient that comes in his clinic for the reason that Melody mentioned, because I don't think there's one person alive that doesn't suffer some level of stress. Now, that doesn't mean everybody, if you're 5 years old, I don't know if you need adrenal health. But as you,
I hope not.
Yeah. But as we age, there are things that we consume in the body that leach vitamins out of the body that can lend themselves to higher levels of stress, because you need B vitamins to support some of those stress-related reactions. There's all kinds of things that affect stress in our lives. But the adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormone, the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity, among other things too. A primary hormone that is regulated is adrenaline, which obviously controls our stress response. So the adrenals are crucial for so many different issues in the body. But a lot of people in the morning, they might get up and say, oh, I'm going to have my coffee. And then, oh, I think I'll have a donut or a pastry for breakfast. That's not really the breakfast of champions. And then spikes your blood sugar up. Then your blood sugar goes in the tank 2 hours later. Then you go get some other sugary something. Then it spikes up
or
again.
Or energy drinks.
So what you need to do, look, I enjoy coffee in the morning. I'll tell this quick story. We have this coffee shop on a church campus, and I really like their coffee. So I get, on Sundays, I get my coffee. Then after church, I go get another coffee. And I say, no, this is for tomorrow. And they go, So it's a mocha latte. And they go, so you go home and I go, yeah, go home, put it in the fridge. In the morning, I microwave it. And then I fix it up. I put this healthy sort of whole food sprouts caramel sauce. It's non-GMO. It's really good. Put a little cream in there, make it really delicious. But then I drink about a third to half of it generally. And then I put back in the fridge and I reheat it on Tuesday. So I get 2 days.
Wow, Rick.
You're like, you know, that, and we have some Armenian friends at church. And they go, that's disgusting. So, but it still tastes good to me. And I will tell people, look, I don't live in an ivory tower. We have, God gave us taste buds and I enjoy good food. And I'm just saying, but if coffee is your primary breakfast item along with a pastry, that's not a good breakfast. So, you know, I have coffee, and especially as I get older now, I eat quinoa in the morning. So I have coffee, I have my quinoa, so I have the complex carbohydrates. If it's just coffee, then you're going to get that spike and then a drop in blood sugar. But I take all my pills too, which have adrenal health. So the adrenal health helps. You have nice, even adrenaline throughout the day. So it's not that, you know, you can never have a coffee and you can never have pastries. But the complex carbs, what they do is they trickle blood sugar into the bloodstream. Your brain, the primary fuel for your brain is blood sugar. So when your blood sugar is in the tank in your body, by the way, I explained this to my children, I'm like, that's why you get a headache. So you need to have the complex carb along with maybe the sugar or whatever else you're having. You need that slow burn in the body. Now, some people just say you have protein with breakfast, and that's a whole ketogenic diet kind of separate thing. Grains, complex carbs like rice, quinoa, non-gluten grains have always worked really well for Julie and myself, and that works. That's what we've always done. So for us, those non-gluten grains are really important, like about every 4 to 6 hours. So anyway,
you are a really healthy eater. I will say that.
I do what I can, but I also enjoy food. So, you know, we're going to run out of time for the show. So adrenal health, I'm going to run through adrenal health kind of quick, and Melody can pick up a few things, but we want to make sure we get through all of the products. So adrenal health. So the first thing, we have the water extracted ashwagandha extract. Now, keep in mind, companies play games on these botanicals. They'll give you ashwagandha powder. They'll give you an ashwagandha 4-to-1 extract. You want a standardized extract. And the reason is the active ingredient in the ashwagandha, one of them is withanolides. Withanolides are, that's the active constituent that gives you the results that you want. And sure, the ashwagandha powder is going to have some level of withanolides, but we have an 8% standardized withanolide extract in here. And the fact it's water extracted, they don't use solvents, and not that all solvents are bad. You know, alcohol is a solvent, but sometimes some companies will use toxic solvents. So you got to be really careful the vendors you use and why you use them. So this, that ashwagandha is really, really important, and having it at a dosing level that is represented in the study for adrenal support, which is 250 milligrams. And I can tell you, this is not an inexpensive material, but Mark Stengler says you need to have the therapeutic dosing level, which is what you will always get with Emerald Labs products. Then the rhodiola extract, this is a 3% rosuvin, 1% solidricide material. This is, again, this is a product that was studied extensively over in Russia, in some of the Balkan countries, for athletes, for stamina, and just sustained energy throughout working out. Rhodiola has been studied pretty extensively in regard to adrenal support and stamina, energy, things like that. Again, the dosing level on this, it recommended is 300 milligrams, which is what we give you. Don't be deceived on labels. You need to learn to read a Supfax label. Make sure you're getting what's recommended in the studies. But of course, if you buy Emerald Labs products, you don't have to worry about that, because Mark Stengler has to put his stamp of approval on every formula that we have. So that's what you get. So anyway, those are two of the main ones. I'm going to let Melody pick up the balance of the stuff. And again, I'm just going to remind her, keep in mind, we have to get through all the rest of these products in a matter of about 12 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to do what
all
we
right.
can.
So there is an array of B vitamins in here, and we're actually going to talk more about that when we move on to the B Healthy. So I'll save that. But you do have B vitamins, which are also really important. The PABA that's in here is to help potentiate cortisol. And that's really important because it helps to keep the adrenals from having to work so hard to keep it in balance. And then we also have Eleutherococcus, which is also known as Siberian ginseng, which helps with stamina and exhaustion. Also, some people find it helpful if they suffer from depression. And then royal jelly, which is extremely rich in B vitamins, which, you know, including like pantothenic acid, which is needed to help make cortisone and other natural steroids in the adrenal glands. So royal jelly and B5 also work synergistically and enhance each other's benefits. So this formula is definitely one that I take every single day, and it's one that I definitely notice a difference if I forget for one day. But beyond that, I know that we've got a lot to talk about too with the Be Healthy formula.
We're going to jump into it. We're going to sort of split this before the break and after the break. So we'll get into Be Healthy. But Be Healthy is one of those products. It's a B complex product. There is really nothing like this product in the marketplace. Part of the reason for that is B vitamins come in different forms. Some B vitamins have to be phosphorylated or converted in the body in order to be properly uptaken into the bloodstream. So that metabolic process needs to take place. So what we've done with many of these nutrients is we've given them to you in that sort of pre-digested form, which generally runs anywhere from about 6 to 16 times more per kilo than the conventional form. We give it to you because some people have issues phosphorylating B vitamins and being, you know, you can take whatever you want, but if you don't get in the bloodstream, that's not particularly helpful. So you need to get it across the gut lumen into the bloodstream. So we give it to you in those forms. So we're guaranteeing, or at least hedging, that you're going to get more in the bloodstream. So anyway, so that's a big key. So we use those are called coenzymated forms. So we use the coenzymated forms of the vitamin B2, the vitamin B6, the vitamin B12 as methylcobalamin, and the folate as the L5 methyl tetrahydrofolate, or methyl folate, how it's commonly referred to. But a lot of companies, what they do is they give you 99% of the conventional, but they'll give you 1% of the coenzymated. And remember, on the front of the label, that is the marketing side of the label. So when you as the consumer go to the shelf, you say, oh, look, it's coenzymated one. And they're kind of banking that you're not going to look at the supbacks and look in the parentheses and go, oh, in the first position, I see vitamin B6 as pyridoxine hydrochloride. In the second position, I see the P5P form, which costs 16 times more than the standard form. Well, you kind of go, oh, gee, it's in the second position. Well, that's by weight. And most companies, that means you're getting anywhere from 1% to maybe 5% of the good stuff, and the rest you're getting conventional. We use the pure, only R5P, only P5P, only the methylfolate, and only the methylcobalamin, the coenzymated forms. So that's really important for this formula. So anyway, so those are... that's kind of my pitch, and we're out of time now. So when we come back, Melody's going to finish up with Be Healthy. We'll do the Deep Immune, and then we'll give you the code, and we're going to save you lots of money this week so you can buy these products and have access to them. So stay tuned.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. If you're just tuning in with us, we are talking about supporting the body during stress, with August being the month when they think about going back to school. We want to make sure we can deal with those stress levels that come along with going back to school for so many. So we're talking about three different products, and we were on Be Healthy before we went to the break. That is our tremendously therapeutic, highly beneficial, I don't know what, it's just, it's
clinical.
A clinical B-Complex product. There's nothing like this product, and we're going to continue talking about that. But we want to remind all of you, you can always go to cohradio.com. We have old radio archives there. You can connect to supplements.1, where you can buy these great products every day. You can also get to Emerald Labs. And for this week, we are going to offer you an additional 45% off as we partner with Supplements.1. So you're going to be able to get these three products at below wholesale prices this week only, on Be Healthy, on Adrenal Health, both sizes. We have a 60, we have a 120, so we have a 1 month or 2 month supply.
On both
and,
of those.
And on Deep Immune. So that's five different SKUs. I suggest you can stock up if you want to. We don't care. You can. We carry thousands of bottles of these in inventory. If you want to buy, you know, 500 bottles, more power to you. Just, no, I'm just kidding. Well, you could. It's okay. We don't mind. But anyway, but we keep it in Emerald Labs. So when Supplements.1 has needs, we're able to supply it to them and make sure that they don't run out of inventory. We do have some back orders sometimes, but that's because usually there's a raw material issue or something. But these products, we pretty much always have them in stock to be able to serve all of you. But anyway, I talk too much. So Melody, we need to finish telling them about Be Healthy and get into Deep Immune. So,
you know, it's really important that you are not B deficient, considering the fact that B vitamins help your body to use fat and protein. They're important for maintaining a healthy nervous system, eyes, skin, hair, liver. B6 alone is responsible for over 400 metabolic reactions in the body. B vitamins help with brain function, neurological health, energy production, mood, joint health, even hormone metabolism. And so there's just such an array of things. B vitamins are essential for healthy function in your body. Now, folate, the reason why I really like talking about this is because I think that people are finally starting to find the research that over 46% of Americans suffer from an MTHFR gene defect. Now, you get an MTHFR gene from each of your parents. So you have two MTHFR genes. And if one or both of those has a genetic defect to it, what it does is it prevents that gene from doing its job effectively, which is producing it. It helps to potentiate the enzyme necessary to take folate, preferably folate from food, not synthetic folic acid, and convert it into its usable or methylated form. And so this is a genetic issue. There's nothing you can do to change your genetics in that way at this point in time and where we're at in science. So we provide only the pure methylated form of folate. It's already been pre-converted so that even people who have that genetic issue will be able to readily absorb this form of B9, the methylated folate. The reason why this is important is because everybody who has a deficiency will have higher homocysteine. High homocysteine is associated with the development of Alzheimer's later in life. That's one of the associations. Premature heart attack and stroke becomes a much greater risk. There's also the association of a greater risk for depression and migraines and brain fog. And then for women who are trying to get pregnant, in those first 2 weeks that you don't even know if you're pregnant yet, folate is really essential for that early neural tube development. So you will be at a significantly greater risk of having a baby who has a neural tube defect like spina bifida if you are folate deficient. So, you know, Rick talked a lot about the other forms of the Bs that are in here. This is a high potency clinical B complex. I cannot recommend this highly enough. And it's important to note, even though we're not on multis today, that we use these methylated coenzymated forms also in all of our multis. So we do want to get into Deep Immune. At the top of the show, if you missed any of the show, go check it out in the archives at cohradio.com, because Rick talked a lot about mushrooms and how they should be extracted and how they should be sourced. And we're going to talk about a couple of special forms of mushrooms and astragalus that is in the Deep Immune product.
Yes. And so we're going to sort of move quickly. We did another show on the Deep Immune, which you can check that out. But anyway, we just want to give you some quick things. So therapeutic dosing is crucial with any Deep Immune product. But the maitake gold, this is one that has been extensively studied. This is, maitake is sort of the king of mushrooms, according to Dr. Stengler. And so he picked that one because there's human clinical data on it. And in the early 1980s, there was a guy, Dr. Hirokai Namba, a professor of microbiology and expert mycologist at Kobe Pharmaceutical University. He was intensively studying the medicinal properties of various mushrooms. In 1984, Dr. Namba discovered an important maitake fraction or a specialized component that stimulated macrophages. Though through a special extraction method, the important D fraction, as it was named, was isolated. It was now possible to produce a standardized form of the specific beta-glucan polysaccharide, beta-1,6-glucan and beta-1,3-glucan. Dr. Namba patented this D fraction that same year. Later in his research, Dr. Namba used a further purification process and patented what is now known as the MD fraction, which is sold under the trademark, guess what? Maitake Gold 404. That is what we use in our Deep Immune, and it has been studied. I mean, you think about 1984, that's, 35 years. And the dosing, 25 milligrams. This is a very expensive raw material, but the dosing is crucial. We use the dosing that would be indicated for people that are struggling with severe immunocompromised issues in their body. So
the turkey tail Coriolis versicolor, it has more than 400 published studies demonstrating significant immunomodulating properties in both healthy people and those affected by chronic conditions. So it's very well known in East Asian medicine, especially in Japan and China, and has an extensive history of use in both traditional and modern conventional practice. And, the protein-bound polysaccharides are the main focus of the Coriolis. And like Rick mentioned earlier in the show, these are hot water extracted to break down the chitin walls so that you can access that. We also have astragalus, and astragalus is a root extract standard that has polysaccharides in it. And it's been known to be helpful with a number of issues in the body, including like allergic rhinitis, even dipping back into, chemotherapy toxicity and related fatigue. So these are things that are good supplemental things to add to something that you may be doing with your oncologist. And this is a product that I take on the daily as well, because I want to make sure that I'm supporting my immune system daily.
And let me just say, in no way on this show are we advocating you just don't go see the oncologist. That's not what we're saying. If you have cancer, you need to go see an oncologist, but you can take a complementary approach, as I said, where these types of products like this Deep Immune, there is tremendous research regarding people that are struggling with cancer-related issues. And so these are things you could bring to your oncologist. And a lot of times oncologists, I've talked to them through the years, and they say, yeah, I don't have any problem if you take that product. I had a friend, he had glioblastoma in his brain. The doctor said, no, this could help you. This could be something that was helpful. It's just, it has to be reviewed by the oncologist. But we're here to just create support things for you, because that's horrible. My mom died of cancer, and it's something that, you need.
My grandma did as well.
And you need all the potential answers you can get. So anyway, I just want to be really clear. We're not trying to be cowboys here. We're just trying to give you information that can be helpful to you. So this week, our code is what, Melody?
Snake. It's snake. And that's because we've both had pet snakes. So Rick, you want to tell us about yours?
Real quick. I had garter snakes. I loved snakes when I was a kid. Lizards, snakes. But I had a garter snake. We used to let him loose in the Christmas tree. One year, we practically lost him. We're like, oh my God, where'd he go? And all the ornaments and lights. And that's when he had the big lights that were hot. And we found him wrapped around a light. So, ooh, this is so nice. So anyway, yeah. So that was my garter snake story. What about you, Melody?
Well, I had snakes and lizards. I used to go up to my grandpa's ranch and I'd go catch the little horned toads and the blue belly lizards. And and then it was always better if I released them, because they didn't really survive with me if I didn't. I regret that. And my brother caught a garter snake in his college dorm room when I was in third grade, brought it home in an ice chest for me, in like one of those foam ice chests. And I brought it to school for show and tell. And all the girls were like, ew. And the boys were like, that's so cool. And I have it wrapped around my arm, And then as I got older, we actually had two ball pythons. One of them was named Huckleberry. Loved reptiles. I've never had a problem with reptiles. With that, we are well out of time. The code is SNAKE, S-N-A-K-E. It will save you 45% off on top of the 10% discount that you get every day at supplements.one, supplements.one, on Adrenal Health, Be Healthy, and Deep Immune.
Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next week for another fun episode of Crossroads of Health.